And he is assisted by Dave Faz. GPS, Dave Faz, in his third season. And the starters for the Oaks out of, by the way, they're out of Menlo College, out of Atherton, about a mile north of Stanford.
So not far, yeah? Around here.
Yeah, just about an hour and a half away. South on Highway 280. Number four is Sarah Poole, and she's a sophomore out of Mesa, Arizona. Number seven is Larissa Parker, a freshman from Honolulu. Shalea Ald is number eight. Ald is a freshman also from Honolulu. Number nine is Krista Hewitt, a 5'6" senior. She's out of Pearl City, Hawaii. GPS, you must have been to Hawaii before.
Yeah, I went in December.
Number 10 is Chelsea Flair. Flair is a six-footer. She's a senior out of Newberry Park, California. Number 14 is Amanda Sutter. She's a freshman out of Orange Vale, California, by Sacramento. You been to Sacramento, GPS?
Actually, I haven't. Oh. I haven't gone to our capital.
She's been to Dubai, but she's never been to Sac, though.
Sad, isn't it?
Not really. Number 25 is Deborah Beckowies, the 6'3" sophomore out of Benicia. And that's your starting lineup for head coach Bill Imwall and the Menlo Oaks. Under Roger Goodwin, in his sixth year at the helm of the Lady Penguins volleyball squad, number one, Darcel Sanders. She's a 6-footer out of Turlock, and she's a psych major with a politics minor, GPS. Number three is Bridget Gangler, one of the team captains at 5'11". She's out of Antioch. You ever been to Antioch?
Antioch. That sounds so familiar, but no, I don't think...
She's a bio major.
I know there's an Antioch in Greece.
Have you been there?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I think this is Antioch, California, though. Number 14 is Laurel Graham, a sensational sophomore. 5'9" out of Santa Cruz. She's a psych major. Brooke Swingle, number 23, is a freshman at 5'9". Speaking of sensations, she's from Sonoma. Undeclared as of yet, GPS, is Swingle. The only thing she's declared is that she's an astounding volleyball player.
Yep,
number 40 is Gabby Pecora. Great night for Pecora last night. She's a sophomore at 5'10 out of Sonoma. She's a bio major and our digital art major out of San Rafael, the hometown girl. Number 45 is Jacqueline Woodall coming in at 5'7". She's out of San Rafael. And GPS, as I said last night, in 7 years of doing play-by-play for different sports for Dominican, I've never seen a Dominican team have as much fun as this year's volleyball team. They are loose. They are having a blast this year. I've never seen a team have so much fun. And at the same time, the Dominicans are very serious. They are 5-1 in CalPAC, and they've definitely sent a ripple throughout the CalPAC this year. Now, for the last 3 years in a row, as most people who follow collegiate volleyball and NAIA volleyball and the Dominicans in particular, they know that the Oaks from Menlo College have won for the last 3 years in a row. So the Penguins are the big night tonight.
Yeah, they're playing aggressive tonight.
Yeah, that's what. Now you took some game notes at the start.
I did, yeah.
And of course, as GPS alluded to, they are playing more aggressively. Number 9 in the nation for NAIA schools in serving the Penguins. That's the highest they've ever been that I know of. And we are about ready for the side out fans. This is it. Everybody's been waiting. The Penguins with a 3-game sweep last night against the Bruins from Bethany College. GPS and I are right at center court, high atop center court in our opulent broadcasting area, looking down on the area of play, straight down practically. We're way up here. GPS, don't fall off the stage. You might hurt yourself. They'll have to stop the game and everything. The officials are now getting the lineups ready. They are ready, and here is the first whistle of the night. The side out for Menlo goes to the libero player, Jamie Pauly, who actually didn't get the mention. And this one hits the ground, and the Penguins start things off with a tremendous slam over the net by Pecora. 1-0, and Dealey will serve as Gangler comes in for Roger Goodwin, and Darcel Sanders comes out. Very quickly now after the whistle, a quick serve for Dealey. Now a dink into the middle. It's bumped up there by Swingle. And now Gangler lets it go, and Roger Goodwin screaming already. One up. Oh, Roger Goodwin's already freaking out. We're only two games into a 90-point series tonight. Minimum 90. No, it's going to be a lot more than that. Here's Gangler with a slam in the back row. And an errant bump by Krista Hewitt, the senior out of Pearl City. She is the libero player. No, check it. Yeah, that was Hewitt back there. And she had a weird bump there. Hewitt couldn't handle the big slam. 2-1. DU, here's Swingle. Now, you'll notice, GPS, the way Swingle serves is totally different than the rest of the Penguins. This is a knuckling dead ball serve and right into the net. What a way to start the night. 2-2 with an unforced service error. What a tragedy to begin the night. You're not going to win playing a team that's won the entire conference 3 years in a row by serving in the net, especially Swingle, one of our very best servers, but she is a freshman. She's a great talent.
She's getting warmed up.
She's a great talent. Well, they've been warming up for the last 95 minutes. Here's the serve now by Mia Ortiz, who's come in. And this one's into the back right corner, and a tremendous kill shot by Zoe Bagula. So Bagula with a superb serve, and here comes good old number 40, Pecora, who's been absolutely solid. The Penguins smiles all the way down the bench except for the coach. Here is Pecora, who had a tremendous night last night. The runner, Pecora, with a great serve, and she served it right on the line, and there's an ace for the Penguins. That one hit out there on the left line. Pecora serving from the back right corner, drills it home, puts it right on the line. Boy, she couldn't have placed that any better. 4-2. Now a big screen. This one's into the back row, and it's bumped up by the libero player. A very soft serve. It's bumped backwards. Oh, Pecora with a save! And Pecora puts it in the back row as she fell away from it. Pecora with a Hail Mary, 5-2. And that gets the coach with a smile and a clap. Goodwin's only left his feet one time. We're 7 points into it tonight, 5-2 D. Here's Pecora off the tape, and it's good. Now it's played, and it's poorly bounced. Now it's wrapped across into the back row. Pecora the bump. Now the back set, Zoe. Zoe into the back row. She kind of palmed it, but it's still alive into the back row, dealing with a bump. Now Swingle. Now over to Grand. Hits the line. Oh, no, it didn't. It was a little bit deep, GPS. When I point at you, that means go ahead and comment on what you just saw.
It just happened so fast. It's amazing.
Yeah, it was quickly.
Fast-paced game tonight.
Good point. 5-3. Now the serve is Jamie Pauly. Pauly, a sophomore out of Santa Clara. Pauly's back there at the center line. She's about 10 feet behind the line. She's going to come running up. Pauly, number 5. No, she served it from about 8 feet back of the line. The set by Swingle. Over to Grand into the middle. Now it's chopped up. Nothing the Oaks could do with it. The bump by Pecora. Oh, a short set to Gangler into the back row.
A shot by Gangler.
That was a great shot, wasn't it? It was a short set there. The Penguins disrupted the timing of the front row. There's no way to defend against that. Gangler in there at 5'11", one of the team captains along with Dealey. Number 3 is Bridget Gangler. She will serve from the center line, flat-footed into the back row. It's bumped up by the Oaks. Now a forward set. Menlo, Zoe with a brilliant defensive play, and then Zoe had it back in her face. And she couldn't time it very well. Bagula chopped it into the net. 6-4 GPS. 6-4 in game one. The battle of the heavyweights tonight. Here's Grand. Grand sticks it in the back row, just off to the left of Krista Hewitt. And now Roger Goodwin is going to sub in Amanda Wagner in place of Zoe. Zoe comes out with a huge smile on her face. Great play by Bagula there. 7-4 DU. Here comes Amanda Wagner. Wagner, brilliant service last night. No service errors for Wagner. All the runners. Now, Pecora with a chop up to the front, but somehow the Penguins are still alive. Darcel into the middle, and the Oaks field it cleanly. Now they're poor communication. Here's the bump by Pecora. Oh, and Swingle saw the hole in the middle of Menlo's defense, and she just softed it over. Normally, Swingle would bump it up there. But she saw the hole and took it. 8-4 DU game one. Here is Amanda Wagner. Wagner now with that perfect serve off the top of the tape, or the top of the tape, as they say. And there's a kill shot for Menlo's number 8. That's Shalea Ald. Ald, a freshman out of Honolulu, and Ald is 5'8". But, boy, she got up there about 8'8", Gina, or GPS, excuse me. How dare I call you Gina?
That's not my name.
That's what I'm saying. 8-5 DU. On top, here's a nice serve by Ault. And Grand has got it over. but without much on it. Now Menlo pops it back over, and this one goes out of play off of Grand. The kill shot was laid down there by Chelsea Flair. Flair is senior out of Newberry Park, California. Now, GPS, you've traveled almost everywhere in the world. You ever been to Newberry Park?
No, I don't know where that is.
Okay. And she hasn't been to Antioch, and she hasn't been to Sacramento, but almost everywhere in the world. 8-6, GPS. Oh, into the back row, and Darcell Sanders with a killer.
Deep hit.
A deep hit, GPS says, and that's what it was. It was right on the back line, placed perfectly by Sanders, whose game has improved exponentially this year. A great serve there by Grant, very flat. And this one's a nice spin job that came off of the hand of Shelea Auld again. Auld from the front right corner buries one into the back left corner. That brings Goodwin up on his feet, 9-7. Here's the next serve by the libero player. That's Hewitt. Darcell pops it across and gets it back in her face. Now Hewitt with the bump. Now the big forward set over to Flair, and Flair sticks it in the net. Flair was off balance there, GPS, and Flair couldn't handle that 10-7 DU game one. DU's looking pretty good here.
They are.
So far, they're looking very solid. And as I say that, Laurel Grand falls to the floor on the right side trying to defend against the kill shot that was slapped down by Flair again. Flair's getting a lot of work there on the outside hitter's position on the right side. A perfect serve set up by Swingle. Here's Gabby. Gabby goes back corner with topspin, but the Penguins pick it up, the Oaks pick it up. Now the Penguins on defense. Now the Penguins on offense. Go Gabby with a killer. Gabby comes in left corner and pounds it in there, and the Penguins pick up another one, 11-8, a very fast-paced game. And here comes a substitution as Amanda Wagner's come out, Zoe Bagel has come in. Here comes Swingle with the serve. See, she puts that knuckle move on it. Last time she stuck it in the net. This is a perfect serve. Now the setup to Flair. Flair gets it over. The bump by Picora. Now a back set. Zoe the lefty. Hewitt picks it up. Now into the front row. Up, a two-touch is called on the setter. That's Larissa Parker. Parker, a freshman. And that was a freshman move with a two-touch. And here's the next serve by Swingle. Oh, Swingle now into the net again.
That's already two times tonight.
Oh, don't remind me. Believe me, I was going to say that, but I really didn't want to say that. So, GPS, thanks for bringing the bad news. We're only the messengers here, folks. 12-9, Stuart Horn, GPS, DU Radio. Here's the next serve by Mia Ortiz. The Penguins now on offense. Here's Gangler into the back row, but the Oaks field it very nicely. Now it's chopped back to Krista Haea, and she gets it over. Oh, man, Picora slams it up and hits the... One of the Menlos was able to pick it up, but she couldn't do anything with it and went out of play. All she could do is keep from ripping her arm off. Picora hit that so hard. 13-9, Gabby now to serve. Just a few feet to the right of the center line. Picora with the runner. Into the back row, Hewitt with the jumper. Now this one's dinked over. No Penguins anywhere near it. Diving for it is Picora. Picora rolls over her shoulder, and the point goes to Menlo. And Deborah Beckowies, a 6'3" sophomore out of Benicia. I'm not even going to ask you if you've been in Benicia. 13-10. Here is the next serve by Jamie Pauley into the back row. Oh, man. And Gabby had a do or die there. She had to decide what to do. That one looked like it might be going out. And Picora chopped it out of bounds. That's a service ace for Jamie Pauley. 13-11. Here come the Oaks. Now the nice set there by Swingle. Gabby flat-footed into the back row. Check it. That was Zoe. Now very softly into the front row. And the Penguins have it put away by Sarah Poole. Poole's a sophomore out of Mesa, Arizona. I seem to remember Poole from last year. She's a great player. Poole, I watched her warm up. 5'10" sophomore. Poole had a very solid warm up. Oh, great save by Swingle. Here into the back row is Gangler. And the Oaks did the Penguins a favor there. This one goes. Oh, and it's. Oh, they called it in. Oh, man. I thought that was out from here.
Yeah,
that was a terrible call.
I think it was out.
It really did, but the back line judge, it was right at her feet, and she called it in. 13 up. Ouch. First time tonight the Penguins haven't led. Here's Gangler softly into the middle, and that one rips into the arms of Poole after it was softly dinked into the middle. It was fielded by Pauley, but Pauley was backing up on it. It was very softly hit, and the Penguins go back on top, 14-13. You are listening to live CalPAC volleyball as the first place Penguins take on the first place Menlo Oaks for really the heavyweight title for tonight anyway. This one's dug out of the net by the DUs. Grand gets it over. A beautiful play there after Sanders dug it out. Now it's ripped over. Zoe with a defensive gem. Here's a big back set over to Poole, and it goes out of play off of Grand, who didn't need to touch that one. And Grand's going to stay in there as Gangler gets Yang Dealey in there. And Nia Ortiz will serve again. Now it's 14-all, game one. Oh, she almost hit the top of the net. Boy, I thought that was going to be low. Here's Gabby. Gabby with a big slam. Hewitt picks it up. Now a forward set. She gets it over to Christy Haea, and it goes out off of Dealey. And for the first time tonight, the Penguins are trailing. Did I just say that a minute ago? No, that's when they were tied at 13-0. Man, this game is moving so quickly, GPS.
It is.
Okay, here's the next serve by Larissa Parker. Uh-oh. And the Penguins with terrible communication, a bump up by Dealey. Running after it now was the setter, Swingle. But Swingle shouldn't have had to move that far back. It was kind of a poor bump by the captain, Dealey. 16-14, Penguins trail into the back row now. And here's Darcel, and Darcel slams one into the back row. And a power play by Darcel Sanders. Out Zoe, in Amanda. And the Penguins could use a good 5 or 6 point run out of Wagner right here. 16-15, D's trailing. Wagner throws it up there. Now she rips it into the back row, and an ace for Wagner. Boy, she put it right back in the left corner, right where the coach told her to stick it. And there were no oaks anywhere near. 16 apiece. See if Wagner can keep it going here for a minute. This one goes into the exact same place, and another service ace as Krista Haea couldn't handle it. That thing's just dive-bombing in there so hard. Haea was backing up. She didn't know what to do with it. She barely got a hand on it, 17-16, Penguins. This one's bumped to the front row. Now a big set goes back over to Ald. This one goes out of play. And looks like Swingle got a hand on it. It went out of bounds. 17-all. First place teams vying for the undisputed heavyweight crown so far, about halfway through the season. The last home game the Penguins will play for the next 2 weeks. Now Grand gets into the back row. Oh, this could be good. Now Grand puts it away as it was a poor bump set up by the Oaks. Grand was waiting for it, and the bump just came about a foot over the net. And instead of bumping it up there for the Penguin side, Grand has decided to take it herself. She's over there in the left corner to serve now. She bends the left knee. She has the hand, the right hand, the right wrist and hand all taped up. Now a nice back set to Poole. And Poole dinks it off of Pecora. And now it's 18 apiece. Man, this could go right down to the wire, GPS.
It's a neck-to-neck game.
It is a neck-to-neck game. I think you just made up a phrase in sporting. Is it neck and... It's neck and neck.
Neck
you're
neck,
right.
Yeah.
Neck to neck.
Neck to neck?
No, it's neck and neck.
Neck and neck.
Okay. 19-18, the Penguins trail. And now the Penguins have tied it up as Gabby Pecora... With a perfect assist by Swingle. Oh, Swingle. Just Swingle is a setter of the CalPAC setter of the week about 3 weeks ago, and she's just continuing with that beautiful setting play into the middle. Now it's bumped up by Swingle. Now Wagner. They set it up to Gabby. Oh, and it's tipped out of bounds by Krista Hewitt. Luckily for the Penguins, I think that was on its way. But Gabby with another killer. 20-19 in game one. Best of five. Here's Dealey. Dealey with a quick serve again. I love Dealey's timing on those serves. This one's chopped over. Penguins thought it was going out. Oh, it stopped the over. Ooh, and Swingle comes up with a sheepish grin. Swingle knew that one rolled right on the tape, GPS.
That was awesome.
21-19. And now a timeout has been called, and I think it's been called by head coach Bill Imwell. GPS, this thing is going a mile a minute. What do you think?
I can't even blink my eyes. It's going so fast. Can't believe it.
Stuart Horn and GPS with you live from the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California. The place is filling up like crazy.
Shout out to lots of fans.
Yeah, there's a ton of fans here. In fact, why are there so many fans? I didn't expect this big a crowd. GPS is speechless.
I never go to athletic games, so this is like mind-boggling for me.
And she's a senior, folks.
I know. Where have I been?
You've been studying up in your dorm room, no doubt, like a good student. She's a communications major. And this broadcast, as usual, brought to you by the Communications Department, where we are under the academic direction of Melba Beals. End of the timeouts come. Here is The Penguins, number six is Amanda Dealey, the libero player. She's out of San Francisco, a business major. 5'6" is Dealey. Dealey been on the team for 4 years. Of course, she played for 3 years in the shadow of Rose Chavez, and now the kill shot is put down by Deborah Beckowies. Beckowies in there at 6'3", GPS. She can get very high over the net. 21-20, DU's leading, but Shalaya Auld will serve it up. And now the bump is set up by Grant. Uh-oh. Oh, brother. Now the Penguins with some poor communication. They get in the back row. And here's Beckowies. Oh, great bump there. Oh!
Out.
A perfect bump was set up by Amanda Wagner after Beckowies slammed it into her arms. And then I think it was Laurel Grant chopped that one out of bounds. 21 up. Game one. There's the bump. Now the Penguins. Here comes Wagner. Wagner slaps it and diving for it. Ooh, diving for it was one of the Oaks. That was Katie Darnell. Darnell, a 5'10" freshman out of Seattle. And Darnell gets yanked. And Coach Imwall is with a lot of substitutions as Shalaya Auld has come out for the Oaks. Now serving for the Penguins is Swingle. Now Swingle with the back set to Zoe. Zoe the lefty, and Zoe with a kill shot after Deborah Beckowies tried to throw off a wall. Beckowies, the tallest player on either team, maybe the tallest player in the Conlin Center, tallest person.
Probably, yeah.
Well, right alongside GPS, who is also 6'3". GPS sitting next to us, and a brilliant save by the Penguins. And they keep it in play after it was way out of bounds. Here's Beckowies. Oh, and Gangler with the defensive stop. 24-21. Well, the Penguins need a little momentum right now. Beckowies is in there at 6'3". She is so tough to defend against. Here's the serve now by the Penguins. Swingle, the freshman sensation. This one's out. And the Penguins with another point. A good leave there by Dealey. Dealey let that one go out.
Very good move.
That was a good move. 25-21. Here's the next service by Brooke Swingle. Oh, and Swingle with an ace after she chops it back there to Krista Hewitt. Couldn't handle it. 26-21. And now a timeout has been called by Roger Goodwin. No, Imwall called the timeout. What am I saying? Goodwin wouldn't call the timeout when we had a roll like that going, GPS.
What an amazing game. 26-21, we're leading.
We are leading, and the Penguins and Penguin Athletics are sponsored by the Marin Independent Journal. DJ GPS is reading one right now. Only 50 cents, your daily copy. It's all about Marin. Frank Howard Allen, the realtors of Marin. Love where you live. Bon Appetit, Wells Fargo, the Mechanics Bank, Puente's Taqueria for tacos y burritos. Marin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Bank of Marin, and 7-Up. And we're back underway, and another service by Swingle. A great ace there, as Swingle stuck it right in front of the back row, and diving for it was Amanda Sutter. Sutter, who started the game, is out of Orangevale, another freshman. Into the back row. Ooh, boy, that one hit. Porne Idara, who's out of Pukalani, Hawaii. She's a freshman. Hit her right in the chest, and Ibarra couldn't handle that one. But she bumped it up and somehow wasn't called for a foul. And then the kill shot was put down by Beckowies. 27-22. The Penguins need to clean this game up right now. A perfect set over to Zoe, softly into the middle. Zoe the lefty. Zoe's got the left elbow taped up, and a two-touch has been called against Katie Darnell. So Darnell gets yanked again. And in her place comes Larissa Parker, one of the starters. 28-22. Here's Gabby Picora. The Penguins need a brilliant serve right here. Oh, man, and they get it. But the Oaks bump it up, and it's alive into the back row.
Oh.
And Picora and Dealey went diving after it. Roger Goodwin up on his feet. 28-23. Goodwin is yelling at the back line judge. I think Goodwin's got a legitimate beef, because that backline judge has been calling him against the Penguins. Now the bump is set up to Picora. Picora goes into the back row. There's going to be a good play for the Penguins. Oh, it hits the top of the net. Somehow the Oaks keep it alive. Now it's tapped over by Darnell. The Penguins have it. Zoe into the back row. It's deep. 28-24. The Penguins are 2 points away from Let's hope the Penguins can have... Uh-oh, now Gangler saved the Oaks on one there. Here's Zoe now, flat-footed to the back row. And yeah. Zoe with the kill shot, 29-24. And let's see here. Bridget Gangler knocked one that should have gone out of bounds, and for some reason she jumped on it. Game point, 29-24. The Penguins with a five-point cushion. And let's see if... Oh, no. Gangler stuffs it into the net. Bridget now out. In her place. Dealey's back in there. Oh, Goodwin's incensed, and so is your humble broadcaster. This one's over the top now. Pecora with a bump. Here it is to Zoe softly. Diving for it, the Oaks. It's still alive. Now they get it up and into the net, and the Penguins win game one by a score of 30-25. And I think the Penguins had some help there. With 30-25 GPS, that is a satisfying game victory for the Penguins. I'm sorry, what did you say?
That was an excellent first game.
Well, you're not kidding. When you take on the Oaks, who are 5-1
Definitely,
in CalPAC play. GPS, you're sounding quite nice tonight.
Thank you.
She's graduating this year, folks. GPS, you can hear her on Wednesdays from 1 to 3.
Right,
Destination X. Destination X, where she takes you all around the world.
That's right, without leaving your seat.
That's right.
How good is that?
You can stay in your office on Monday afternoons, the first day of the start of the work week, and travel the world with GPS. She's been just about everywhere, except for Antioch, Sacramento.
Yeah, the local places.
Hey,
look who it is.
It's DJ Sparkle. DJ Sparkle has just come into the Conlon Center, folks. Maybe we'll get Sparkle on the air. She called a game with me the other night.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, DJ Sparkle was a big hit with the fans. Just a little under 2 minutes to go, folks, until we get game two underway. But the Penguins up one love in this much-anticipated event. Now, the Penguins are going to hit the road.
They are.
They're going to Hawaii,
yeah.
A place where GPS has gone many times.
That's right, Hawaii. They'll be there for like the whole week almost, yeah?
Well, something like that. They have
Wednesday
a game on
Saturday.
Yeah, they have a game next Wednesday at Hilo, Hawaii Hilo University, and then Hawaii Pacific on Saturday the 13th. That's a week from tonight. 2 weeks from yesterday, October 19th, the Penguins will be back home. And we'll have them on the air as they take on the Redhawks from Simpson University. Simpson, the only team to beat the Penguins this year so far, and that was away. So the Penguins will be here at home taking on the Redhawks. And then the following night, Saturday, October 20th, the Penguins will be back home. So it'll be a 1-2 punch. Two games that weekend as the Penguins will be playing against William Jessup University. The Jessups, the Warriors from William Jessup, will be in the house at the Conlon Center. And you'll hear it live on radio.dominican.edu. We might even have GPS back on the air then. I sure hope so.
I hope so, too. I'll be here for sure.
Man, she's...
Yeah, I'll be here.
All right, GPS is making a commitment.
Definitely. I'm having a blast.
And
I hope you guys are, too, at home.
Yeah, good point there, GPS. Way to include the listeners. 17 seconds to go until we get game number two underway. The Penguins very loose. They're having a blast. They're all smiles over there. Oaks very serious, in fact. The Penguins extremely loose, as we've reported all season. Penguins, I've never seen a team have more fun than this group of Penguin volleyballists. So, all zeros across the scoreboard, except for the one game that the Penguins are leading by in this best-of-five matchup. As Menlo's got their team out there, now both teams have switched sides as usual. So thank you to our sponsors. We're about ready to get game number two underway, and the Penguins have the side out. Laurel Grand will start things off for the Mighty Penguins. Number 14 is Grand. She looks over to the coach. She gets the whistle that allows her to go, and Grand with a perfect serve over the top. And now Becca Weese into the back corner in the first point after Becca Weese kills one. And Roger Goodwin is up on his feet. It's 1-0 Oaks. And serving things up for the Oaks out of Menlo College is Shalea Ald. Very quickly, Ald. Sanders with a bump. Now the save by Swingle. It's wrapped over by Dealey. It wraps on the top of the tape. Here's Beckowies. They're going to keep getting it. They're going to keep feeding it to Beckowies. Beckowies at 6'3" is a very tall threat there. And now Gabby just softs one over Beckowies. This one's off of Gabby's hands and goes out of bounds as Chelsea Flair moved in for the defensive stop. 2-0 Oaks. In game two, Shalaya All to serve. She does so. Into the middle row, Gabby. Here's Garcelle softly into the middle. The Oaks are ready for it. Now this one's chopped up. Garcelle now taps it back over. Oh, and helping it over was Chelsea Flair. The Penguins on top of it, though. Now Flair. Flair bumps it up to Beckowies. Beckowies gets it up to Jacqueline Woodall, who bent down for it, but Beckowies is just too much on it. 3-0. And the Penguins are trailing. Penguins are up 1-0. The Penguin fans are demanding some defense, and this one's going to be a tough play for Pecora in the third hit. Pecora had no angle on it. Now all the Penguins out on the court right now. That's Pecora, Woodall, Dealey, Grand, Sanders, and Swingle. All of the ladies with the short black socks, and the service point came too quickly as Shalaya Auld rushed the service point. And Auld now into the net. And Auld gives the Penguins their first point of game two. GPS, the Penguins will take anything at this point. 4-1. Stuart so Horn, GPS.
Dealey is serving right now, the captain. So apparently the captain wears a different
No, she's the libero player. Well, you'll notice
what
that.
What does that mean?
The libero player has very special rules that apply only to her with regards to substitutions and when she can serve. And you'll notice the Oaks also.
Right. Number 9.
GPS in her second game has now noticed that the libero player wears a different color jersey than the rest of the players on the team.
I'm learning this like as we're going, so that's pretty cool.
Service ace is thrown up now by Menlo's Amanda Sutter. Sutter out of Orangevale up by Sacramento. 6-1. The Penguins are trailing after winning the first game by a score of 30-25. Here's the next serve by Sutter. And now Gabby with... Oh, Gabby gets the kill, and Gabby with another smack. And one of the... Gabby touched the net. Wait a minute. There's a yellow card has been issued.
A yellow card?
Yeah, and I don't... The yellow card comes out, and I'm not sure who it was called against or why it was brought up. But 7-1 as the Penguins looked like they had the point, but they didn't get it. Here's Gangler. And man, oh man, if the Oaks got the Penguins' number, Gangler never saw it. It was popped straight in the air. It went right to Bridget. Bridget didn't see it coming. It landed right in her chest, and now a timeout has been called by Roger Goodwin. And man, oh man, Goodwin had to call the timeout there.
Lots of confusion by the Penguins.
I see the Penguins' official photographer is in the house. She'll probably be taking a lot of pictures of the radio broadcast team tonight, as usual. GPS is in the house. This is Stuart Horn on radio.dominican.edu. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Melba Beals. 8-1. The Penguins are trailing after a comfortable win in game one. It was 30-25 in that game. All of a sudden, the Penguins have fallen off the table. And the Penguins need something nice to happen. It is 8-1, GPS. Your impression so far?
It's been such a fast-paced game, and I hope the Penguins get to speed up their momentum, start focusing a bit, closing all their gaps, start communicating with one another.
Oh, you're good, closing their gaps. Here is Sutter with the next serve. The bump by Pecora sets it up to Grant after the bump, and now it's chopped up over to Poole. Now Beckowies into the back row. Beckowies flat-footed. Oh, man, and the Penguins can't. They cannot get a break of any kind. As Swingle tried to help that one over with a short. Swingle, the setter, would normally bump that thing up, but she stuck it right in the net there, trying to upset the rhythm of the Oaks. 9-1. Here's Gabby into the back row. All the Penguins collapse toward the net, and none of the DUs in the back row, and that's exactly where Beckowies stuck it. 10-1, and now they're feeding Beckowies every point. Here is the next. I think that's a good move. Here comes Sutter with the next serve. Sutter, oh, that one was going to be out, but the Penguins helped her out. And now this one's chopped up. Beckowies helps it over. The Penguins still alive into the back row. Gengler.
Excellent.
And finally, the Penguins with an offensive point.
Finally.
Here comes Zoe Bagala. Or Bagala. She doesn't mind either pronunciation, I hear. But it is Bagala.
Bagala.
Sometimes when I get really excited, I'll screw it up and call her Bagala. Now, and I'm very excited because the Penguins really need some points here. Somebody touching that, but no whistle. This one softed over to the middle. Dealey with a save. 10-2. The Penguins let it go as Bridget Gengler tries to dig it out of the net. And Gengler couldn't get a hand on it. It's 11-2. And Penguin fans are dumbfounded right now as Jamie Pauly at 5'2" out of Santa Clara serves it over very nicely. Pauly, the Penguins. Here's the back set over to Gabby. Gabby gets in the back row, and it's in! Boy, that one was put right on the net as Beckowies is going to come back in. Beckowies comes in place of Pauly. And Larissa Parker has come back in place of Chelsea Flair for the Oaks. So here's Gabby with a serve, 11-3. The Penguins have a lot of work to do. And Pecorin now stuffs it in the net, and the Penguins are completely out of sorts. They started strong, and now the Penguins look like, I hate to say it, I love the Penguins. I am a Penguin. But they look like a middle school team right now.
They just look
awful, and just as I say that, serving into the net is Hewitt, and the Penguins get another pity point, really. 12-4 as the Penguins, the recipients there of some terrible serving on the part of the Oaks, but the Penguins haven't been doing much themselves. Beckowies now flat-footed, chops it over, check it. That wasn't Beckowies. That was Sutter. The Penguins keep it alive into the back row. Swingle. Now Zoe setting it up for Darcell softly into the middle. The Oaks do get it back up. Now the bump. Here comes Hewitt. She gets it over. The Penguins. Zoe pops it into the back row. Now it's set up. Uh-oh. And Sutter slams it over. Check it. That wasn't Sutter. That was Sarah Poole, the 5'10 sophomore, and Poole with a kill. And Chrissy Haea is serving. It's 13-4. The Penguins trailing this in game two. Man, there's a lot of disparity here. And now Pecora off balance. That was way behind her. Pecora flats it all the way out of play. Pecora hits it a mile out of bounds, maybe 2 miles, 14-4. And here is Haea to serve again. Haea into the net. Oh, man, this is quite a display of terrible serving tonight on the part of both teams. I mean, when Pecora sticks it in the net and the Penguins are down by 10, I would bet the farm that Pecora in a clutch moment would not serve it into the net, but she did. And then Haea serves under the net after some great serving. And here is Wagner to hopefully set the Penguins back on the winning ways. This one's coming toward the broadcasting area. Oh, and Brandon Davis saves it from hitting us. That one is about to take out your humble broadcasters. Brandon Davis with a one-handed grab to save. 14-5, trying to make light of things now. And Dealey jumps in the way of Pecora. Now Roger comes up on his feet. And that is just some disgusting play on the part of the Penguins, who don't look like they're in first place right now. It's just awful. And now as Beckowies has come back in softly, bumped up by Amanda Wagner. Now it's set up. Boy, the setting is not very good on the part of the Penguins. But Laurel Grand comes in to set things right. The Penguins still smiling, if not the broadcaster. 16-6. And Laurel Grand is now going to serve it up for the DUs. 7:38 p.m., folks, on the West Coast, and a terrible serve by Grant. It's been one disgusting serve after another. Jesse Mazza cannot watch. He has to turn away from the proceedings. 17-6. If we weren't calling this game, I'd have to do the same thing, GPS. Shalea Auld serves it over, and now the save. Here's Pecora. Unbelievable save by Pecora. Boy, I want to get things going. And a two-touch is called against Poole, and the Penguins with another gift.
7-17.
Thankfully, the Penguins only had 3 offensive points. The rest of them have been mistakes on the part of the Oaks, and now Dealey serves it in the net. I think the Penguins have unforced errors already exceeding last night's total after 3 games, and we're only in the middle of game 2. Man, the Penguins have got to get it together. Now Gengler with a killer. Now Pools bumps it. It's back over Beckowies. Chopped up. Penguins have no communication. Over to Pecora. Now it's rolled over by the libero player. A great play there. Now the bump by Dealey. Oh, a terrible bump. Dealey. Gangler with a save somehow. Now the set. Amanda Wagner back row. It's chopped out there by Sutter. The Penguins on defense into the front row. Dealey dives for it. Nothing. 19-7. Dealey couldn't do anything with it. The Penguins are stinking up the joint. 19-7. And there's a service ace is Dealey now with another unforced error. Roger Goodwin comes up on his feet. I don't know what he's going to do with Dealey. Dealey is hacking it up terribly. All the Penguins are right now, 20-7. I have not seen a disgusting performance like this so far this year. And now Pecora, our number one killer, chops one out of play, 21-7. GPS, you might have to jump in there and throw on a uniform if things don't get better. This one served up. Now Ali Pence has joined the game. Pecora with a kill shot, but it's bumped up nicely. Now it's over to Hewitt. Now Amanda Wagner with a bump. Back to Wagner. Wagner softly over, and Wagner with a kill shot. And the Penguins mercifully with a point, 21-8. So, okay, now substitutions are being made.
Christy Roberts is in.
Thank you, GPS. Roberts in for Gangler. Over to the right side now, the service by Swingle. Can the Penguins dig themselves out of this terrible hole? Now this one's up into the 12th row of the grandstands. And I think one of the nuns caught that one. I'm not sure. No, they throw the ball back in. They don't let you keep those as a souvenir. 21-9. If one comes to you, GPS, I might talk them into it. You can have your own.
All right, soon. Awesome.
20. Uh-oh. Man, and now Beckowies chops one to little old Christy Roberts wearing number 4. Roberts had that one in her neck as Beckowies gets yanked in place of Pauly. So Beckowies doesn't serve. Pauly serves in her place. Pauly with some nice service points in the first game. The Penguins won that game 30-25. But currently in game 2, they trail 22-9. Now with a great save by Swingle. Ali Pence bumps it up. Oh, man, and into the net, Pecora. Pecora has way above her season average for misplayed kill attempts already in the middle of game 2. Here's the next service point done well by Pauly. Oh, and a bump up by Zoe Bagala and a terrible bump by Pauly. 23-10, and that brings Coach Imwall up on his feet. Imwall's not too worried, though. As the Oaks are in command of game 2 here. Here's Pecora. Pecora needs to right the ship. The Penguins listing heavily. This one's chopped in the back row, and another great kill shot is put down by Sarah Poole. Poole swam up to the net there and put it down. You're supposed to laugh at those, GPS. 24-10.
I'm so sad. We're doing so poorly.
Yeah, you're right. And now Christy Roberts with the attempted kill. Then Christy wears it on her neck, but no whistle. And the defensive play, Roberts bumps up now over to Pence. Pence very underrated, as GPS and I were talking about in the pregame show. This was chopped in the back row. Dealey with the bump. Uh-oh. And Roberts hits it the wrong way. Roberts stuck a hand up to keep the ball from hitting her in the face, and it went out of bounds way over the back line, 25-10. And the Oaks with a laugher here in game 2. The Penguins took them down in game 1. Now the service point by Larissa Parker. The Penguins, Zoe Bagala sticks it in the middle, and Bagala dinks one, and the Penguins with a point, 25-11. Man, oh man. Imwall is yelling at the team, but... And Amanda Wagner is going to come in place of Zoe Bagala. 25-8. No, she's not. Amanda Wagner now backs back out as Sanders has come in place of Dealey. Now that's just a technicality there, GPS, as they reroute the program with the libero player. 25-11, Christy Roberts serves for the Penguins. Now across the middle, saved by Pecora. Now back set over to Zoe. Zoe having a good night. Not such a great second game, but she's not too many errors on Bagala so far. Now over to the right side. Pence. Oh, into the back row. Chopped up. Great save by Roberts. Then Pecora. Then Darcel helps it over. Nothing on it. Now it's ripped over. The Oaks have it. The Penguins back on offense. Here's Darcell. Chops it over. Darcell, the killer. Number one, Sanders. The six-footer. Out of Turlock, Sanders kills one over 25-12. It's a tall order for the Penguins to try and come romping back in this game, but if anybody can do it, the Dominicans. Now another nice serve by Roberts. Roberts about the only one who hasn't had a problem serve. Cool with the attempted kill shot, but Pence with a great defensive move into the middle row. Now Zoe goes into the back corner. It's in.
Right.
Timeout's been called by head coach Bill Imwall, and Imwall is not happy with things. 25-13, boy, GPS, should the Penguins come back this time?
Hopefully, we've got enough time to make a comeback.
25-12, that is a very tall order. I see somebody in the crowd. Now, GPS, being a world traveler, do you recognize that flag that's being
held
up?
The Hawaiian flag.
You're right, it's the flag, the state flag of Hawaii. Roger Goodwin is still smiling, though, as the Penguins have played the last few points nicely.
We've got to start serving up better serves.
You know, Christy Roberts, number four, the communications major, Roberts. She's back there, and she's been serving pretty well as anybody for the Penguins. I mean, unforced error, except for Amanda Wagner. So Wagner without an unforced service error so far tonight. You won't see many of those out of Wagner, but Pecora, unbelievably. Bagala, unbelievably. And here's an ace for Roberts.
Ooh.
Good play there by Roberts. As chasing it out of play was Amanda Sutter, but Sutter couldn't get to it. 25-14. The Penguins waddling back, slowly creeping back across the ice on the floor of the Conlon Center. Now the forward set is set up into the back row. Pecora with a bump. Now the set over to Pence. Dinks it home. No. The Oaks are on it. A back set now. Hewitt goes into the back row. Roberts with the bump. Now the forward set to Darcell. Softly into the net. And the Oaks can't dig it out. It's still alive. No. Four touches. And the Penguins with a point, 25-15 GPS.
That was a great tap by Sanders.
That wasn't.
I didn't see that coming.
It was a veteran move. It looked like Sanders was going to whack it hard and then very softly over the net sideways. Now it's set up into the back row. Pecora bumps it, but nothing. Pecora almost did a stage dive into the grandstands over there, GPS. 26-15. We're getting very close to the end of game two. Can the Penguins do it? Christy Haia to serve now, also from Hawaii. She's from Waimanalo. Now Zoe rips it into the back row, but it's saved by Hewitt. And into the back row again, Zoe. But it's bumped up softly by Poole. And the Penguins field it cleanly. Here it is over to Zoe, the lefty, softly. And the Penguins are now on defense. And setting up for a big kill shot is Sutter. Diving forward is Pence. And Pence can't get it. 27-15. And pretty soon now, GPS. I think the Oaks are going to start to feel comfortable in game two. 27-15. This one served over by Haia, and it's out. And the Penguins with a charity point. And here comes Amanda Wagner. And this is just what the doctor ordered. Wagner, one of the best servers in the Cal Pack, and the Penguins really need Wagner to perform here. If the Penguins are going to win this game, and there's an ace for Wagner. As Menlo backed up on it, and Haia let it go, and now Imwall is going to sub in Mia Ortiz in place of Haia. Haia gets yanked after letting that one go. Haia doesn't even want to look at the coach after letting that one go. If the Penguins are going to do anything this game, they need Wagner to perform in the server's role. Now Wagner with a bump. Oh, it's saved. Oh, somehow Pecora gets it back over. Oh, that was pure instinct, GPS. Now this one's ripped over. And the Penguins on defense, a great defensive stop to Amanda Sutter. Now Sutter. Oh, a poor dink into the back row. That was a poor bump by Amanda Wagner. But Swingle saw the hole in the back left corner, 27-18.
There was nobody back there.
Nope, there were all of the Oaks had collapsed. Uh-oh, right into the net as Wagner with an unforced service error, 28-18. Wagner, she was way off balance on that serve. You could see it coming. She had thrown the ball up, and it was a terrible serve. Obviously, as Wagner sticks it in the net, one of the best servers in the Cal Pack. Now she rolls one off the tape, 28-18. Becca weaves into the back row, and it's out. And the Penguins let it go, 28-19. At least the Penguins have brought this back to a respectable level, GPS. It was getting disgusting there early in this game. And it hurts no one more than it does myself to say that. This one softly into the middle is Becca weaves. Now the Penguins, Pecora with a pancake save. Now they set it up back over to Sutter, and Sutter puts it down off of Darcell Sanders. And it's game point, 29-19. The Penguins up one love in games. But the Oaks are on the precipice of taking game two. It's 29-19. Now the service point goes over by all. The Penguins need something good here. Here's a kill shot by Pecora. And Pecora, no question about it. She slams that one down. Hey, the Penguins' official photographer is in the house tonight, 29-20. She's here every game, actually, GPS. Here's Darcell to serve it. She does so into the back row. Hewitt with a bump. Now they set it up to Beckelwies. And that one is... Oh, boy, that one hits the line. That's the end of the game, folks, as the Penguins lose game two. So both teams, when playing on the northern end of the Conlin Center, have coughed it up. Score of 30-19 in game two. And GPS, I didn't like the way the Penguins looked in that game at all. That was
A lot of poor serves, definitely.
That was foul play. Something not right about that game.
Definitely not.
I don't know what else to say, folks. Have I made myself clear? First off, I said the Penguins weren't playing in game two as well, or they looked like a middle school team. And it hurts me to say that, GPS. But they looked awful. And then the service errors, one after another. I bet the Penguins had 7 or 8 service errors in that game, which is 7 points given to the Menlos and 7 taken away from the Penguins. He's flipped that around. That's 14 points. The Penguins were right there, if not winning that game.
Look at A-Train in the house, about 50 pounds lighter.
A-Train, look at this guy. Man, he's looking good. A-Train will be singing the national anthem this year at the basketball game. GPS. Anthony Braithwaite is in the house, folks, for the first time this year. It was a pleasure to see Anthony. Anthony always sings the national anthem at basketball
games. Oh, he does.
He's got a great voice.
Oh, okay.
Braithwaite in there. He's got to be 50 pounds lighter than I've ever seen him.
He looked a lot different before.
He's a DU alum. Well, yeah, he looked a lot different, like 50 pounds a lot. Braithwaite there came over to give yours truly a low five, so I appreciate that. Look at Brandon Davis is ice skating here across the floor of the Conlin Center. What are you, ice skating over there? 54 seconds to go. Stuart Horn, GPS, radio.dominican.edu, the official home of DU Athletics. And we broadcast worldwide, folks, from San Fran to Japan, as J-Wo likes to say, from the Yukon to the Euphrates to all corners of the universe and beyond. As the universe expands, so does our reach. Right here on DU Radio. Is that cheesy enough, GPS?
I like it. It works for you. It works coming out of, it only works for you.
Tomorrow night, maybe GPS will say that. Not tomorrow night. Nothing tomorrow.
Nothing tomorrow.
No,
Wednesday.
Monday. Monday, 1 to 3. No, Wednesday. What am I saying?
Wednesday, 1 to 3.
J.O.O. is on Monday.
Yeah, that's right.
With the Penguin Pack, he talks about DU Athletics. Nothing but DU Athletics out of J.O.O. for
3 to 4:30.
For 3 to 4:30? Yeah. You are exactly right, GPS.
Right.
Well done there, knowing the hours that J.O.O. is on the air. He is our sports director, and he talks DU Athletics for almost two solid hours. In fact, it's an hour and a half. That's almost two.
Yeah, I missed him. Where is he right now?
Yeah, I don't know. He's a photographer, and he has a wedding gig tonight. So, J-Wo, if you're listening out there somewhere in the universe, we miss you, bro. We'd like for you to head on back here. Your good luck charm after we won last night with J-Wo's presence. Maybe we could say our good luck charm is DJ GPS.
Let's see tonight's game.
We're going to find out, folks. It's 1-1 in games. The side out goes to the Oaks, and we are back underway as Hewitt serves it up for the first point. Now, interestingly enough, here's Beckelwies into the front row. It's tapped off of Begala's attempted defensive play. The team that won the first point in the first two games ended up winning the game. And now the Oaks have picked up game number one. Here's Hewitt to serve. The Penguins now with a nice bump over to Laurel Grant. Oh, this one's chopped up, and Darcel tried to put it away, but somehow Beckowies comes up with it. Check it. That's not Beckowies. That's Sutter. And here's Darcel. Darcel with a killer. Oh, Sanders just playing beautifully this year. Not so. We're not even going to talk about game two. None of the Penguins looked that good except Roberts in her serving in game two. So we're never going to talk about, we're never going to revisit that game again as long as we live.
Yeah,
here's Beckowies. Oh, that one flew right over GPS's head. She didn't even see it coming at her.
I should start wearing a helmet.
GPS was making notes. 2-1. Just keep your eye on the game. GPS is writing an article about the radio station. For our newspaper here at Dominican University of California, it's The Habit. Dealing with a bump. Boy, the great serve there by the Oaks. Hewitt's just serving nicely. 2-1. Check it. That wasn't Hewitt. Now Beckowies with a kill shot. This one goes about 900 miles out of bounds. Off of the attempted save by Woodall. Woodall couldn't do anything with it. 3-1. Starting off very reminiscent of the last game. I was going to say game two, but I won't ever speak of that game again. And Laurel Grand nails one out of play, and the cowbells ring. I don't see the cowbells, but they're up there in the crowd. I can hear them ringing.
Yeah, where is that?
I don't know. 3-2. There's not a cow in here, is there?
I hope not.
3-2.
Maybe that's what's stinking up the game.
I was speaking figuratively. DJ GPS is speaking literally. Now Darcel Sanders with another killer. And Sanders responsible for two of the 3 points the Penguins have scored. And now it's three up. Laurel Grand now is going to serve. Let's see which way Grand goes. The Menlos have set up three and nobody in the front row. And that's that so as not to give away any defensive rotation. And so Laurel Grand to serve from the left row. She sticks it right in the short side of the front row on the left. And the bump by Dealey. Now the back set by Swingle over to Picora. Oh, back row. Saved by Hewitt. And Beckowies tries to kill it. The Penguins on top of it. Boy, great play out of the Penguins there. And here's the killer by Picora. And then you're not kidding. And for the first time, and it seems like the last 3 hours, Picora takes the lead, and Imwald calls a timeout.
We need many of those to come.
We need a bunch, and the Penguins are on top by a score of 4-3. The highly anticipated Battle of the Titans. The Oaks are in the house visiting at the Conlon Center. At Dominican University of California, the home of the Penguins. And, of course, DU Radio is the worldwide leader in Penguin athletics. Brought to you by the Communications Department, where we are under the direction of our academic advisor, Melba Beals. Imwal has ended the timeout, and the Penguins take the floor again. They are leading 4-3. The Penguins in first place. They are tied with the Oaks also in first place. Both teams 5-1. In conference, Laurel Grand to serve. The Penguins need a good run out of Grand on the service. Here's Beckowies. Great defensive stop there by Darcel Sanders. Now it's chopped. Dealey bumps. Now Sanders sets it up to Picora. Picora from out of bounds. And Picora was outside of the antenna. Four up. The service will go to Mia Ortiz. Ortiz, a freshman out of Redwood City. Ortiz chops it over very nicely. This one is a terrible set by Grand, but somehow chasing after it was Swingle. Man, I don't know how she did it. Here's Beckowies. Beckowies gets it after Darcel tried to throw up a wall. Beckowies got it through the arms. Darcel ends up on her stomach. 5-4. The Penguins are still in good spirits. Here is the next service by Ortiz. Ortiz gets it over. It's bumped up by Picora. Now a set back over to Picora. And a kill shot. Beckowies couldn't do anything with it. Beckowies set up there for the defensive with Flair. And Flair had it bump right off of her. And it's 5-5 now. Here's Dealey with the quick service. Into the back row. Here's Beckowies. Oh, man. Gangler with a great defensive stop there. In the face of Beckowies, that Gangler was right in her mug. And they're feeding it to Beckowies as they did a lot in game two. But the Penguins are looking pretty good there on the defensive plays. There's a chop up by Woodall. Now over to
Excellent.
Pecora, and Pecora kills it down 7-5. DU. Here's another serve by Dealey. Dealey. Now Imwall's up on his feet. He's yelling at the players. Here comes the service point. Ooh, Menlo wasn't really ready. They were still listening to the coach in the back row. Dealey with a bump. Now the set. Over to Pecora. Pecora softly into the middle. Beckerwees can't handle it. Oh, somehow it's back up. Now the bump. The Penguins thought they won that one. But somehow the Oaks saved it. Miraculously. Here's the bump now. It's going over to Gangler. No, Pecora goes back row deep. Pecora did not have a good angle on it. Now it's 7-6. GPS alongside Stuart Horn with you, 7-6 on D Radio. We're back underway now. Now the back set to Gangler. Gangler with a killer, and she rips it through the hands of Haya. Out now, Woodall. Zoe goes back in there as the Menlo sub out three, including that pesky Beckowies. Boy, I like to see her get out of there. Oh, man, and now Swingle has, of all the games I've seen this season, I haven't seen Swingle with two service errors in a night, much less in the first three games. We're tied at one apiece in games. Here's Gabby. Back row, bumped up nicely by Larissa Parker. Now the Penguins, softly, over to Zoe. Zoe chops it down. Parker can't get to it. 9-7 DU. So the Penguins are looking a whole lot better than they were in game two. They're still a little rusty here. But they're 1,000% better than they were in game two, GPS. And 1,000%, that's a lot.
That is, yeah.
That's a lot more than 100%.
Way more. Now Pecora serving.
Some people say that 100% is all you can. You can't actually get. Oh!
What? What was that?
Oh, man, that was so close. That was called out as Pecora with another unforced error serves it deep. 9-8. Boy, the Penguins are just leaving the Oaks in this. Game three. This one's chopped into the back row, and now it's 9-9 as Poole puts it away. And that was some foul play there on the part of the Penguins. But the Penguins in game one, they look great. Game two, they look terrible. In game three, it's been back and forth now. Pecora now bumps one up. It's 9-9. You're right. Oh, man. Oh, man. And Hewitt did the Penguins a favor as Grant came up for the kill. Granted, that one was going to be about 14 feet out of bounds, and for some reason, Hewitt jumped on it and gave the Penguins a charity point, 10-9. Here's Amanda Wagner. After the substitutions, the Penguins need some good service points out of Wagner, who does have one missed serve tonight. Wagner, there's, oh man, I thought Wagner was going to put another one in the net there. And Wagner outside of the antenna. Wagner with another ace, 11-9. The Oaks could not field it cleanly. Game three, Wagner to serve. Now she's better balanced there. Well, Wagner's had two weirdos tonight on the service. This is bumped up. The Penguins keep it alive. Here's a set to Darcel, short set. Sanders puts that one down right at Hewitt's feet. Imwall
Sanders
up on his feet.
Great tonight.
Yeah, you're right. Sanders has been about the only steady player for the Penguins, with the exception of the serving by Christy Roberts in game two, but I never want to mention that game again as long as I live. I don't know why I keep going back to it. Softly, Sanders saves it.
Excellent.
Darcel with the hands to the ceiling. She's very happy with that play. And Imwall calls another timeout, GPS.
Sanders is having a great night so far, except that game two, which is non-existent.
Yeah, that was a 30-19 drubbing of the Penguins in that game that we'll never mention again. But game one was a good game. It was 30-25, currently 13-9, and we're almost halfway through game three. Stuart Horn, GPS, on DU Radio. What am I going to do without you? She's going to be gone this semester.
Oh, there's plenty of fresh new DJs that are
That's a good point. That's a good point. You were a nervous little freshman back then doing your radio show.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
But now she's on Wednesdays from 1 to 3, Destination X. With GPS, and now the DU fans are getting going. Well, A-Train's gone going over there. They are. They're very jacked up. That's what we like to hear. All right, here comes Amanda Wagner. We're back underway, folks. 13-9. And this one's out of play, and the Penguins let it go. 14-9. Wagner with a nice little run for the DUs here. I'd like to see about 10 more out of Miranda. Wagner will serve until the Penguins cough up a point. Another brilliant play by Wagner there. This one softly into the middle. Stepping in a swingle. Zoe now pounds it across. Back set to the Oaks. And Poole was not ready for the back set. And Poole couldn't handle it. 15-9. DUs by 6. Game 3. They're tied at 1 apiece, fans. Cal Pack. First place. Volleyball. Oh, great serve there by Wagner. Oh, the Oaks somehow get it across. But they were way out of play. Now they get it over to Grand. Grand slams it across. Not much on it, though. This one's chopped over. Gabby with it slows it down. Check it. That was Zoe. Very softly across the court now. Grand. Now it's a back set. Poole again is not ready for it. Somehow Poole gets this one over. Here's Zoe. Oh, brother. Oh, it's in. Zoe got it in the back left corner. The Penguins finally get a break, GPS.
The Oaks are just watching that ball fly over there.
They all thought it was going to be long, but somehow it landed in by just a few inches, but clearly in. Amanda Wagner with another dive-bombing serve. That's what Penguins need badly now. Picora with a bomb. Now they set it to Gabby. Gabby, off the top of the tape, and somehow saved by a pancake by one of the Oaks. Now into the back corner again.
So good.
Zoe attacks that back left corner 2 points in a row, and the Penguins now controlling the pace of the game as Wagner, one of the best servers in the Cal Pack, is taking things over. Wagner, their sixth serve in a row now. 17-9. Oh, another service ace. Wagner sticks it right down to the feet of Mia Ortiz.
In her face, yeah.
I was going to say in her face. It was really at her feet. Here goes Wagner now with the next dive bombing killer. Wagner is just getting better as the game goes on. Darcel pounds it across. Now a forward set. Softed by... No, and Pecora again. Pecora, I've never seen this kind of play out. The Penguins had great momentum. And now here comes Berkowitz, who's been causing the Penguins problems all night. As Poole comes out, Berkowitz in. Hewitt to serve. She does so cleanly. Here's Zoe back left corner. Zoe just pounding that back left corner. And Larissa Parker couldn't do anything with it. Zoe will serve. 19-10, game 3. Here's Bagala to serve. The lefty, into the net. I'll tell you, there's nothing that bothers me more, GPS, than when the Penguins in an unforced service error, especially when they've got the momentum. Gabby with a bump. Gabby now it's set up over to Graham. Into the back row, Hewitt with the bump. She saves it. Here's Berkowitz, flat-footed. Chopped up. Here's Gabby with the save. Graham gets it over. Oh, Berkowitz. Check it. That was Hewitt. Now Berkowitz pounds it across. It's still a live swingle. Woodall just barely gets it over. Woodall is way off balance. Hewitt now helps it over. Now they're going to set it up over to Grand. Grand dinks it into the middle. It comes up, and it's out of play, and the Penguins are the point. As that one was set up to Flair, and Flair couldn't do anything with it. Now Flair gets yanked. In her place is Porne Ibarra. And Laurel Grand will serve for the Dominicans. It's 20-11. A pretty good serve there. Oh, and Darcel Sanders, just as that ball got over the net, Sanders slapped it back down the unsuspecting Oaks. They weren't ready for it. 21-11, and now the Penguins are back on a roll. Penguins by 10 in game 3. Something happened in the second game, and we're not going to talk about it. This one now, into the net, dug out nicely by the Oaks. The bump. Here's Swingle. She gets it over to Gabby. Oh, man, and Gabby, that was the best save of the night there by the Oaks. This one's helped in the back row. Hewitt now with a bump. Now the forward set. They chop it up into the back row. Dealey saved now by the Penguins. Here's Pecora. It's still alive into the back row. Hewitt with the bump. Now Berkowitz softly, and the Penguins weren't ready for it, and it hits the floor. 21-12, fans. We are in game 3. Couple Menlos come out. Couple come in. Haye is back in there along with Flair. Flair's just come out, so she just set a service ace for the Oaks. And that's Ortiz. She dropped a nice one in there right at the feet of Dealey. Dealey couldn't do anything with it. That one almost snuck up and nailed little old Darcell Sanders. Sanders is a six-footer. The only six-footer on the team. Now it's helped over by Swingle. Swingle with a veteran move, a 360 spin jumper. And Swingle puts down the kill shot. As Wagner, Wagner now comes back out. Swingle, Gangler, Pecora, Woodall, Dealey, and Grant in there for head coach Roger Good. And Berkowitz now with a kill shot. Berkowitz didn't get that much on it. Berkowitz is going to come back out. Berkowitz back out. And serving in her place is Polly. Polly with an ace last time up, 22-14. GPS is very nervous. I can tell by the way she's
biting my nails.
The way she's biting her nails and sitting there. Now it's bumped up by Grant. Now Pecora and a defensive stop by Poole there that was excellent. Poole threw up the arms beautifully. 22-15, the Penguins by 7 in game 3. And now the Penguins bump it up to Gangler into the back row. And diving to her left was Polly, but Polly couldn't do anything with it. Polly fell to the floor, and the Penguins with a point, 23-15. And Imwall subs out a couple more. Here's the next serve by Swingle, and Swingle's back in her beautiful serving position.
That's a great block.
That was a great block by
Pecora.
Might have been Pecora. 24-15 after Poole tried to slam one through the wall. Oh, there's a service ace by Swingle into the back row, and the Oaks let it go. Here's a floating, high, majestic, arcing, floating serve by Swingle. And a good kill shot is put down by Pornai Ibarra. Pornai Ibarra. I'm trying to get that right. Number 11. She's out of Pukualani, Hawaii. You been to Pukualani?
No, I haven't.
I'm surprised of all the places you haven't been. Parker now with a serve. She's our travel expert. Parker with a nice serve. Uh-oh, this one's bumped up.
Ooh.
Hey, that's four touches. Yeah, okay. Man, oh man, everybody came up on their feet there with four touches on the part of the Oaks. And the whistle didn't blow instantaneously. Roger Goodwin jumped up. 26-16, the Penguins by 10 in game 3. Heavyweight matchup tonight. Both teams tied for first place. Pecora!
Oh, they call it in, and Pecora with an ace!
That was a good serve.
Oh, Gabby stuck that one right on the back line, GPS.
This is way different than game 2. Way better.
Never mention that game again. 27-16. Yeah, a whole lot better. Of game 2. I don't even know what team that was. Penguins look good in game 1. They're looking very good in game 3. Now into the back row. Oh, Pecora gets one all the way to the rafters. It's still alive. They set it up to Gabby. Goes back row. It's bumped up. Oh, Gangler. Gangler with a slam, but it's a brilliant save there by Shalaya Aul. And Aul whacks that one back and to the back row. 27-17. The Penguins can't get too cocky. GPS is feeling a little bit more comfortable. Uh-oh. This is trouble. Oh. Ooh, the Penguins still alive. For the poor bump. Laurel Grand! Grand shanked it. She hooked it a little bit to the left. Grand came up with the right hand in the back left corner and then tried to rip it down the left line. Oh, this one's into the net. Are you kidding me? Haia gives the point back to the Penguins. Haia gets yanked. Amanda Sutter has re-entered in her place. And speaking of Amanda, here's Wagner. See if Wagner can finish things off for the Penguins. Laurel Grand gets it over Hewitt with the bump. Now the Penguins on defense.
All right.
And Mia Ortiz rips that one out of bounds. GPS on the hiccups. Can you tell when it's game point?
Hold your breath.
I don't want to because this is game point.
The game ends with an ace.
Wagner. Great service by Wagner right there.
A superb display by Wagner.
It was such a great game. It was very good. It was very fast-paced, and it seemed like everyone knew what, like, they communicated way better than the second game, which is a big plus.
Yeah, you're not kidding. That's a very good
point. They had really good reflexes, too, which was unbelievable. It was totally a 180-degree turn from game two, which we're not going to mention ever again.
GPS and I are going to take a short break while I hold my breath. GPS is going to get a glass of water.
So, don't go away.
Don't go away. And you're listening to CalPAC Volleyball on radio.dominican.edu. Stay with us, folks. Game four coming up. All right. We are back, fans.
Are you feeling okay now?
Thank you very much, yes. We're about ready to get game number four underway. The Penguins lead so far tonight by a score of 2-1. So things are decent right now for the Penguins. They're not terrible. And again, for the third game in a row, the Oaks open by winning the very first point of the night. How are we doing over there? Are we looking good on the encoder?
Yeah, we are.
And this one served. There's a service ace. Okay, we're back underway. 2-0 very quickly for the Oaks. Service ace for Shalea Auld. Now the Penguins. Here goes Grand. Penguins are a little bit weird there. And there's Beckowies puts that one down on the series following. Oh, here's Darcella under the two-touch Sanders. Wait a minute. No, the Penguins got a point, and now substitutions are coming in. Hey, the Penguins got a point, GPS. I'm happy to report. 3-1. And here comes Zoe. Now we'll get things going. And there's Beckowies goes off the top of Grand's hands. That's a tip. 4-1, the Oaks leading in game four. The Penguins won game number one. Then they won game number three.
So they're kind of taking turns?
Well, let's hope not. Well, that wouldn't be the end of the world either. That means the Penguins will win game five.
Oh, yeah.
But let's just hope it doesn't go that far. Although it's 4-1. And there's an official timeout now. They're over at the scoring table. And let's see what's going on. They're going to... Okay. They had a rotation error there. Chelsea Flair will serve for the Oaks. 4-1. The Oaks off to our left side. Stuart Horn, GPS, radio.dominican.edu. And then the Penguins are on offense. Here is Darcell. She slams it over. And Beckowies pounds it across. But Gabby Picora picks up the bump. And they set it then over... to Laurel Grand, who puts it down cross court for 2, Dominican trailing. And here is Laurel Grand, number 14, the freshman sensation is Grand. Sophomore sensation. She's sensational, whatever year she is. Into the back row now, Dealey with a bump. Now Swingle, Gabby. Ooh, it's bumped up. Beckowies just tips it over. Now the set. Oh, Darcell wasn't ready for it, but she got it anyway. Now they bring it back over. The Penguins on offense. Here's a set to Gabby. Oh, Gabby goes with the crusher, but somehow the Oaks back up on it and save it. Oh, man, what a great play there by Kristen Haea. She was up in the air forever. Boy, she just floats there. Now Dealey bumps it over. Gabby flat-footed. Can't do much with it. Now they're going to set it up to get it back over to Haea. Oh, man, and diving for it was Dealey, but really it was Graham's ball. And now another substitution for the Oaks. Roger Goodwin's going to leave the team alone, 5-2. Out there for Coach Goodwin. Sanders, Grand. Gabby Pecora, Dealey. Who am I missing? I'm missing Swingle, and I'm missing Woodall. And now Gabby stuffs it into the net. Oh, man.
6-2 already.
Yeah, it's very quickly 6-2. And now the best server for the Oaks is Jamie Pauley. Polly stands back there. She's got the left hand all taped up. Polly. And sweet. Polly with a sweet serve. Now Pecora slams it into the back row, and somehow it's saved by the Oaks. I don't know how they saved that shotgun blast like kill shot out of Pecora, but they do, and now they get it across. Now there's just some simple bumping going on, and Darcell Sanders from the center line kills it center front.
Sanders is doing really well tonight.
Yeah, Sanders has been very steady, you're right. And now here comes Gangler in place of Sanders, 6'3". The Penguins want to be careful, but they also need to maintain their aggressive play tonight. Poole with a dink, and the Penguins lose that point. Poole, number four, came up from the right side, drifted toward the middle, and just dinked it in there. Now serving for the Oaks is Larissa Parker. The Penguins bump it up. Here goes Gabby softly off the tape, and Gabby with a veteran play there. Pecora comes up with so much power. And Woodall out, and in comes Zoe. That when Pecora goes up and softs it over, the other team just is not ready for anything like that. And here's a chop into the back row, and this one, it hits the line. The Penguins let it go, but from the right, front right corner, Haiea dumps it into the back left corner, and now Haiea follows up with a service ace, 9-4. And the Penguins, just can't put two games together here. They were great in the first game. They were awful in game two.
That was a good save by Dealey.
That was a great save by Dealey. Now Poole with the attempted kill, and it's way wide. And Poole tried to get up there and kill it, but she shanked it. 9-5. Penguins trailing, but Pecora to serve. The Penguins need something good to happen here. Oh, and that serve was good. She gets it way over there. And now into the back row, Pecora with the bump. Now the set, Zoe, flat-footed. Zoe, if Zoe could get up a little bit, boy, she could do some real damage. This is going to be tough. Dealey runs after it. Oh, what a save. Now Pecora. Oh, and diving out of play was Amanda Sutter. And she may have done the Penguins a favor there, GPS.
Yeah, I think that was out if she would have let it go.
Yeah, I think you're right. Sutter was on the back line. Now it's 9-6. Here's Pecora with another brilliant serve. Now a very short set. Aww. Is set up nicely for Shalaya Auld. Auld just comes up with a short set and slams it home. And now here comes Deborah Beckowies. If I call her Beckowies again, would you just reach over with your pen and stab me? Here's all Zoe.
Right. Uh-oh.
Beckowies throws up a wall there against Zoe, and it went right back at Begala's feet. 11-6. Penguins were creeping back there for a second, and now it's 5.
Right.
Back row killer by Gangler. We'll take it. Now comes Bridget. And Amanda Wagner. I almost called her a Magwer. A Magwa? Amanda Wagner is going to serve for the DUs. 11-7. Penguins need a good run by Wagner. Just about every time she comes in, they need that. Beckowies gets it in there. It's dug out of the net. And four touches. Darcell touched it twice. Uh-oh. Sanders is on the floor rolling around. I hope she's okay. Sanders now pops back up after she rolled around. Ooh, I wonder if Sanders hit her knee, or we'll see if the servers go after her now. No, I think she hit her head. Yeah, she did hit her head. Sanders is up, and they're going to have to wipe up the floor over there, which is a good idea because I want to give Sanders a second to ring out the attic there, GPS. I see little birds fluttering around her head.
Yeah.
No, I think she's okay now. Uh-oh, miscommunication by the Penguins, but Swingle somehow comes back in, Zoe. Gets it across with nothing on it. They set it up for Beckowies. Oh, great play there by the Penguins. Laurel Grand reached over the top, and Grand puts that one down just as Beckowies was getting set up for it. Grand got in her face. It was too close to the net. 12-8. Never say die, Penguins. Zoe into the back row, and Zoe goes beyond the back row, and it's out of play. Now it's 13-8, Zoe. Not the time for service error. Now for the Oaks is Flair. Flair throws it up. Flair into the net.
I think she was distracted by our chanter.
The Penguin faithful are up there. There's about four or five guys. There's a good crowd tonight, a couple hundred on hand for sure. 13-9 in the Conlon Center here. Dominican University of California. 13-9, Laurel Grant to serve after that one goes into the net. Oh, and Woodall takes it in the chin.
Ouch.
Woodall wearing it. The six-pack there, GPS. She came in on it, and Beckowies slams it into Woodall's face. Oh, Woodall's seeing stars. Now here's a service by Jamie Pauley. Here is very softly into the middle. And a two-touch is called against Pomai Ibarra. Pomai Ibarra.
It's so hard to keep count of all those touches.
14-10. When she goes up for the set, if it rolls off from one hand to the other, that's called a two-touch.
Oh.
Here's a slam by Poole. Oh, great play there by Pecora. They set it up to Bridget. Yo! All
right.
Gangler with a killer. 14-11. The DU's creeping back into it. Boy, if the Penguins could win this game, the Penguins would move into first place all alone, GPS.
That would be great news, and hopefully it'll be done.
I couldn't agree more. 8:27 p.m. Saturday.
14-11 so far.
October 6th. CalPAC Volleyball on radio.dominican.edu. Man, what a tense broadcast this has been.
Seriously, my nails are all gone. I'm inviting my nails.
She needs a manicure, folks.
Remember to pick up your copy of The Habit later on this week.
Oh, the new issue coming out?
Yeah.
Do you have any articles in there?
I have three.
Wow.
Yeah, we're doing a special health issue this coming paper. So I've got two articles on health and, of course, the volleyball game.
Yeah, so GPS, that'll be four articles. No, you won't. Is this article going to go in, the one you're writing tonight?
Yeah, kind of like a blend of yesterday's, too.
So she's not only a radio hostess, but she also writes for The Habit. Wait, full communications person. 14-11, D-Lee to serve for the Mighty Penguins. We're back underway, folks. This one's tipped up. Oh, and the Penguins pick up another point as Bridget Gangler with a defensive stop. 14-12. Can the DUs come roaring back? You ever heard a penguin roar?
No.
Oh, no, Dealey. This is what a penguin roaring sounds like. No. You know, once a penguin, always a penguin. I graduated in 01 from the mighty Dominican University of California. One of the great schools in California. I'm not just saying that. Well, maybe I am. But it is a great school. Now Pecora gets it across. 15-12, the Penguins trailing. Here goes a back set to Poole into the middle. Bumped up by Swingle. Now Woodall. Now Pecora. Oh, with a pancake save, Poole. Oh, man, what a save that was. And it's not easy to save it from Pecora. Now Gangler with a slappy. This one dug out of the net. Who's going to get it? 50-50. Oh, brothers, right at the top of the net. Poole now with a big bump. Helped over by Swingle. This is the longest. The longest rally of the night, and Pecora finishes it off with a dink, 15-13, and Goodwin.
That was so awesome.
Goodwin with a smile as Woodall gets yanked. Bagala back in there, and here's the next serve by Swingle. Oh, it's very nicely played by Swingle. Swing shot back to the top. Now the Penguins on offense. It's bumped up now over to Gabby. Oh, Gabby, just so tough. Oh, Pecora. But the Oaks on defense are really good.
Right.
And now jumping for it is Bagala, and she hits Chelsea Flair right in the chest.
15-14.
Penguins within one now. GPS very nervous as your humble broadcaster. Uh-oh, Dealey now. Ooh, boy, there was a miscommunication. The Penguins somehow came back up with it. And now the set, and the Penguins. Oh, the Penguins are the point. Four
all
touches.
Right. 15-15 even.
For the Oaks. And that was a defensive save. And for the first time in this game, four, the Penguins have tied it up. Can they go ahead, GPS?
Oh, man. Yeah.
I'd like to see that happen.
Yeah.
Into the back row. Nope. Brilliant kill shot is laid down by Shalea Ault. Diving for it was Laurel Grand in the back left corner. But Grand couldn't do anything with it, 16-15. Here's the service now by Haya. And Gangler with a killer into the back right corner. Oh, boy, they blew a whistle for a second. Gangler had a smile on her face and then a look of horror when she heard the whistle, thinking it went the other way. But, of course, it did go the way of the Penguins. 16 up. Here's Gabby. Gabby, get that serving game together. This could mean so much to the DUs. Oh, man, what a serve.
That was a good serve.
That was a nice serve into the back row. Aww. And a ton of topspin is just ripped by Shalaya Ault. Ault jumps up high there as Becca Weese comes back in at 6'3", Becca Weese. Same height as my humble color person, that's GPS. Both ladies at 6'3". Here's Becca Weese into the back row. This one's into the net. It's dug out. And it's touched too many times by the Penguins, who pinball machine that thing around as it was coming out of the net. But can only touch it three times, 18-16 GPS. And now here's the next serve by Hewitt. Penguins down by two. They were up by one a second ago. Into the back row of that Grand. Now they rip it back over to Flair. The Penguins on offense. Here's Zoe. Oh, man. Oh, man. Zoe's starting to get a little hops in her game now. She was flat-footed for the first three games. Now when Bagala comes up just 4 or 5 inches off the floor, she gets such a tremendous angle on it. She hits it so hard. And you might notice, GPS, Zoe is a lefty, which we don't see very much in the Cal Pack at all.
Oh, that's right.
Back to my knowledge, there's only one other left-handed player. And now this one's wrapped out of bounds by Beckwith, and the Penguins tie it up at 18. So just what the doctor ordered. Amanda Wagner serving beautifully. Wagner. Here's Becca Weese softly into the middle. Zoe taps it up. Now it's set up by Swingle. Oh, no. Diving for is a terrible set by Swingle. She set it too close to the net. And Swingle couldn't do anything with it. What did I say? Swingle set that one? Whoever. She set it up to Grant, and Grant couldn't do anything with it. And usually Swingle's pretty good on the sets. Now a great save there by Dealey after the big smash by Becca Weese. The Penguins just softed over. Now it's just helped up. Now the set. Darcelle. Oh,
that was a better one.
Darcelle rips it through the hands of Beckowies. It flies over to the right side. Amanda Sutter had it for a second. Then it hit another Oak.
19-19.
And then it dropped. 19 apiece, folks. Bagala to serve into the back left corner. Fielded cleanly. Oh, and Darcelle hit the net. And then it went out of bounds off of Sanders. And oh, they gave, wait a minute, they gave the point to the to the Oaks. No, they gave the point to the Penguins.
Yeah. How
hey, that's a scoring error. Nobody's noticed it but GPS and I. Here's Beckley's into the back right corner. Let's see if they give us that point, too.
Nope. 20 even.
Nobody's complained? Are you kidding me? Nobody caught it. Now they.
It's not a little secret.
There's been two scoring errors so far this season, Beckowies now. Maybe we're wrong, GPS. I'm not really sure. I am sure, but I'm going to say I'm not sure. Now the Penguins go down as Beckowies slams this one off of the front row of Darcelle. Now they call it 21-20. Roger Goodwin has called a timeout. GPS, we need to discuss this.
Seriously, what was that about? There was a lot of tumbles and people flying during that game right there.
It's like, did anybody in the crowd see it but you or I? They gave us the point.
I think it was like a freeze in time.
I know. That is weird. There was like time came to a standstill. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Well, it's 21-20, folks. Nobody's changed it. The official's talking to the scorer right now. But I think GPS and I were the only ones to see it.
That was interesting. Well,
and now it's 3 points ago. I mean, we can't go back and replay it. Strange things happening here in the month of October.
Seriously.
Maybe GPS and I are wrong.
Maybe, but I don't think so. I think I that wasn't ours, was it? Who knows?
I'm happy it went our way. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, really.
21-20.
Maybe we just got it wrong, folks, but I think that the Penguins got a free point out of the deal. And now the Penguins got a point, but it wasn't free. They had to work for it. And now it's 21 up. 21 apiece, and Laurel Grant will serve for the Penguins. Penguins will look pretty good. They're up 2-1 in games tonight. They want to finish the deal right here. They need to close out the Oaks right now. Darcelle with a dive. Now that's going to do it. And Jessica Woodall couldn't get enough on it as Darcelle just deflected the ball out of play. Now it's 22-21 in favor of the Oaks from Menlo College. From Menlo College. No, there are no towel boys in the crowd tonight, like during basketball season. Here's the next serve by Jamie Pauley, and the Penguins field it cleanly. Now up to Grand. Grand gets in the back row. Pauley with a bump. Now the set. Oh, two touch. A terrible set by Mia Ortiz, the freshman out of Redwood City. Ortiz with a two touch. She took her eye off the ball for an instant. Now it's 22 apiece. The Penguins on offense. Dealey serves. Now the rip into the back row, and diving for it is Pecora. And the point was laid down by Larissa Parker with the kill. 23-22. Penguins would like to finish the night right here. Here's Parker into the back row. Pecora. Penguins need a nice run. And there's Gabby, and she missed it to the right. And the Penguins wanted a tip on the part of the Oaks, but none of the Oaks touched it. 24-22. And we are in game four. Best of five, folks. Here's Parker into the back row. Dealey with a bump. Kind of a poor bump into the back row. And Gengler saw it. No, check it. That was Swingle who faked like she was going to set it. 24-23. And speaking of 23, here's number 23.
What are they chanting?
I don't know. Swingle to serve. Uh-oh. And that was a poor bump. And Swingle with the point as Shalaya Alb backed up on it. She tried to bump it up 24 apiece, and the Penguins have the advantage now. The service advantage, and the Penguin fans are up there freaking out. Oh, no! Into the net! Swingle! How do you serve it into the net at this point? The game's coming down, and one of our best servers, Swingle, dumps it. 25-24. Bridget. Bridget slaps it over, but a nice stop. Here's Pecora, flat-footed, into the back row. Hewitt. Now it's ripped back into the back. Uh-oh, here comes toward GPS. Oh, GPS almost got nailed. I'm happy to report she's okay. Boy, it came right at her.
It's like a war zone in here.
Yeah, talk about time standing still. And now Roger Goodwin has called a timeout. Man, that's a good time to do it. 26-24 is going back and forth, back and forth. And now Imwall wants to have a word with the referee. Maybe he's talking about that missed point.
Maybe, but I don't think anybody caught it. Just me and you.
I think you and I were the only one in the whole house that caught it, but apparently we were wrong, GPS. We've got to tell the scorekeeper to do that more often.
The crowd is going wild.
Yeah, they are. They're getting unruly up there. These guys are not of drinking age. I think they're just excited. 26-24, Stuart Horn, GPS with you. Live from the Conlon Center. Could this be the year for the Penguins? We'll know in a short period of time. The Penguins need to get through this game.
Yeah.
And the side out now to Kristen Haya.
They're serious.
Yeah, they are serious. And the Penguins still smiling. Very happy group of girls.
Unbelievable.
The Dominicans very light. They're playing well, though, here in game four. Dealey with the bump. Now over to Zoe. Now it's bumped up. Now a back set. Chopped up. Pecora with the bump. Now swing with the save.
Oh,
and it's out of play as Gabby Pecora slams that one across. And then they backed up, they being the Penguins.
That was a good move.
That was a good move. They just let it go out of bounds. You're right. 26-25. GPS is wiping her hands on her pants now. Her palms are soaked. She's so nervous. Here's Pecora. Oh, she rolls it off the top of the tape. I'll tell you what, if she'd have dumped that one in the tape, I was going to freak out. This one's off the tape. Now Laurel Grand gets it back. Oh, what a great dig for the Penguins. Over to the right side now, and the Penguins put up a defensive wall. Now it's ripped across by Flair, and a great save there by Gabby. Now Laurel into the back row, Hewitt with the bump. Now the forward set, back over to Flair softly. Grand pops it up. Dealey now with the bump. Laurel Grand in the back row. It's bumped up. It looked like, and it hits the antenna. The Penguins with a point. It's 26 apiece.
Oh, gosh.
And now Imwall's called a timeout as the Penguins dancing around have tied it. You know, even in that unmentionable game two, GPS, the Penguins have been dancing. They've been in good spirits.
Yeah, they have.
They've been having a great time. The Penguin coach is looking over, gave GPS a high five.
They're so laid back. And it's high stress momentum here, but
this is a high stress game. I want to give a shout out to all the Menlo Oaks fans listening and all of the listeners around the CalPAC. All the teams tuning in tonight, the teams not playing tonight, that is. Very interested in this game, this heavyweight matchup tonight between the Penguins and the Oaks from Atherton College. How are we doing over there?
Everything looking good? Looking great.
All right. GPS is in our producer tonight. She's keeping an eye on things. And here is Gabby Pecora serving for the Penguins. Game four tied at 26. The Penguins can get past it. The Penguins could take the match tonight.
Oh, and Zoe Bagala puts it away where none of the Oaks were standing. Bagala slams it down, 27-26.
So calm, too.
Can the Penguins hold on? Here's Pecora.
Gabby pounds it down, even though the Oaks players are screaming. And this one almost kills the back line, Judge, as it came off the arms of Pecora. 27 up, a great kill shot laid down by Flair. Chelsea Flair, the senior. Now the Penguins bump it up grand. Here's the set swingle. Zoe, two hands into the back row. Oh, man, and they don't call a two-touch, and the crowd with the simultaneous, ooh, and now Pecora bumps it up. Here goes Swingle into the back row. She saw a hole, but Menlo collapsed back there. Now Flair bumped up. Here's Dealey, gets it across somehow. Now it's set up, a back set over to Beckowies, and Beckowies puts it down 28-27 in favor of the Oaks. Getting to a very tense moment in the night, fans. Hewitt to serve. Hewitt gets it across. Dealey with a bump. A good set over to Grand. They get it over the top of Beckowies. They're going to set it up. They get it over to Flair. Flair's had a good night so far. Now the bump. Oh, Gangler set it into the net. Game point, 29-27. Penguins off balance. Must win by two. The Penguins would have to win four in a row here. Now the Penguins on offense. Tapping it across. Roger Goodwin hates what he's seeing right now. Now the bump. Now Grand gets it over. Now Grand with a killer in the back row. Hewitt with a nice bump save. Now Flair. The Penguins on it. Pecora with a bump. Now they get it over to Zoe. The lefty.
No!
It almost hit the... it's still alive. And the Penguins cough up the point. That's the end of the match. No, the end of the game. Check it. 30-27. We are tied at 2-2. GPS has never been...
I can't believe it.
GPS has never been through an overtime game. And we're going to the fifth and final game now to decide the match. The game will go to 15 is all.
I'm getting a headache from all that tenseness. Oh, my gosh. I've never seen so much stress.
So much tension. GPS has a migraine headache right here in the broadcasting area. Of course, our opulent broadcasting area is lined with carpeting. So, GPS, if you really feel bad, you could always lie down.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We have excellent carpeting on this platform that we have.
Yeah, isn't this nice up here? I mean, really, we have... It's like a luxury box when you think
about it.
And we
kind of like a throne, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's catered, of course. And we have the wet bar here in the broadcasting area here at Dominican. We're high atop center court, GPS and myself, on the eastern wall on radio.dominican.edu, looking down almost vertically. We're almost looking down at the top of the net. We're so high up here. But we're courtside. We're very close to the action. In fact, to say it's the best seat in the house is an understatement and a half. These are so the superior, best possible place we could be in the house.
Definitely.
To watch this. 2-2 in games. The Penguins had a chance to close it out there. But anytime you go up against Menlo, it's going to be best case scenario a bloodbath.
Yeah.
And that's what you have tonight, folks. A five-gamer as we go to the fifth and deciding game. The Penguins won game one. They won game three. And let's see if they can keep that trend going.
Hopefully, yeah, a little pattern going on.
Yeah, they have a pattern. And if you follow that pattern, 1-3. So by my figure, we should win game five.
Hopefully, yeah.
But of course, game five only goes to 15 points.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it only goes to 15. So you got to get it done. You got to do it quickly.
Oh.
You got to make it happen fast. No dilly-dallying. GPS, no dilly-dallying on your part either. Penguins have the official photographer in the house tonight. I wonder if she sends those pictures over to the IJ. Of course, the IJ, one of the proud sponsors of BU Athletics. The Independent Journal. It's all about Marin, GPS. Did you know that? I know you did.
Yeah.
Also, 7-Up.
Where do you see 7-Up?
GPS is drinking one right now, one of our proud sponsors.
It's
GPS.
So good. So refreshing.
I know. Bank of Marin, the Mechanics Bank, Puentes Taqueria, for tacos y burritos. Marin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
The Penguins are still dancing, still in high spirits.
They are. They're in very good spirits. They're smiling. They're laughing. They're having a great time.
It's a common club, yeah?
They're plenty serious. There's no question about it. They're not taking it too lightly. But they are over there maintaining their fun, happy way. And let's see if that serves them well now. All the Penguins to our right. In the northern end of the court, the Penguins. And after 8 points, GPS, as soon as one team hits eight, they'll switch sides again.
Oh, okay.
So actually, I like the Penguins starting on the northern side because they've won their games from the southern side.
Right.
So this will get them moved back over to the other side. The Penguins dancing out. Now their starters for game five will be Gangler, Dealey, Grand, Pecora, Wagner, Swingle, and Darcell Sanders. And as soon as they sub in the libero player, that being Dealey, in place of Gangler, that's a mere formality, folks. And we are ready. The Penguins have the side out to start game five. The winner of this game, the undisputed heavyweight champion so far, halfway through the CalPAC season. We have gotten the okay to start things. Amanda Wagner will serve things up for the Penguins. She does so beautifully into the back row. And the Oaks field it pretty cleanly. Flair gets it. Somebody was in the net, but no whistle. Now over to Grand. Grand softs it. And the Oaks field it nicely. Here's, Beckowies into the back row. Beckowies opens the game with a kill. Menlo up 1-0, game to 15.
Menlo always gets the first point.
You're right. They did four of the five games tonight. The Penguins did in game one. And this one served out of play, and that's a service error on the freshman, Shalaya Auld. And that's not the first unforced error on Auld tonight, and the Penguins will take it. 1-1. Can the Penguins do it? They are in the home of the Penguins at Conlon Center. Beckowies gets it over without much on it. Now Wagner just helps things out. Now they're going to back set it to Beckowies, a 6'3" player. Ooh, the Oaks somehow, after the Penguins, with a nice defensive move. It's helped over by Swingle. Now they're going to set it back up over to Flair. Into the back row, the Penguins bump it up. Now a nice set to Gabby. And Gabby slams it out.
That was a good move by Pecora.
2-1 as Gabby read that one perfectly. But really, the assist by Swingle setting it up was just a beautiful play. And now the crowd chanting, Gabby, Gabby. Now a nice serve there to Laurel. By Laurel. Now Grand bumps it up. Ooh, I thought that was a two-touch and into the net as Wagner unforced there. Two apiece. Wagner tapping herself on the chest. It was my fault. My fault. Two games up, fans. This is it. Tie-breaking game. Both teams in first place. Dealey bumps it up. Now Gabby goes cross-court. Hewitt with the bump. They set it up to Beckowies into the back row. Dealey again. Here's the bump. Over to Darcell into the back row. It's coming to her. Brandon Davis. And Brandon Davis has it. Nathaniel throws it back. And the Penguins with a point, 3-2. Here's Dealey to serve. She does so perfectly into the back row. It's going way out of bounds, but it's saved by one of the Oaks. And this one's deep, and the Penguins lead by two. It's 4-2. Timeout has been called by Coach Imwall, and the Penguins will take that as they're on a little bit of a roll. They're leading by two, folks. Game is to 15. Both teams with two. Boy, DJ GPS in her first overtime action tonight.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
The Penguins official house photographer is in the house tonight. You going to be sending those pictures to the IJ house photographer?
I need some for the Habit. Is she? By tomorrow, actually.
Is this the photographer for the Habit?
For Dominican Athletic.
Okay.
Yeah.
She has on the leopard print coat, so I don't really recognize her. That's not true. I've seen her in plenty of games. She's really into her into her photo taking. 4-2. Dealey to serve for the Penguins. Another perfecto. It's bumped way out of play, but somehow the Oaks save it. Hewitt now just softly over the top. Poor communication on the Penguins. Here comes Gabby. Ooh, down. Hewitt saves it. Now the Oaks falling all over the place to get it back. The Penguins back on it. The back set over to Bridget. Ooh, and Hewitt with another brilliant save. Now they get it over to the right side. The Penguins field it cleanly. Here's the set to Wagner. Back row. Inbound!
Ryan.
It's called in play, and the Penguins are the point. Wagner with a kill shot right on the sideline, 5-2.
Here's Dealey. Oh, no, and Dealey serves it flat. And it floated out, 5-3. Man, you work so hard to get a point. And Beckowies comes out, thankfully.
Hey, why did they wipe their hands on their shoes?
That's to get the bottom. Oh, no, it's touched by Grand. Aww. After Amanda Wagner called for it to go out. Grand tried to back up and get out of the way of it and hit her right in the hand, 5-4. They do that so their shoes don't have dust on the bottoms and slip. Now the set over to Gabby. Goes out of play, and the Penguins to the point. Gabby the killer.
All right.
Yeah, they get an accumulation of dust on the bottom of the shoes, and so they wipe the bottom so they grip it right. 6-4. Here is Swingle to serve. Swingle, we need a good one. Oh, it's a perfect knuckler. And now Zoe slams it across. Hewitt with the bump. Now the chop. Saved by Dealey. Now the bump. Here's Zoe. Gets it across. Zoe flat-footed again. Want Zoe to get up on her feet more. Now it's chopped up.
Right.
And Zoe with the save. Zoe and Gangler got in there to bump it back on the defensive stop. 7-4.
So good.
The Penguins lead by 3. We're about to switch sides. Here's the next serve. And the Oaks have it cleanly. Another great defensive move as the Penguins throw up a wall. Another softy. Pecora dives for it. Gets it to back set. Zoe. Zoe over. And it comes toward the scorer's table. And the Penguins with a point, 8-4. Both teams will switch sides. The Penguins get to go to the southern end of the Conlon Center, from which they have not been beaten yet, GPS, tonight. So let's see if they can finish things off. It's 8-4, fans. 8-4 in this decisive Game 5. And a timeout has been called by Coach Imwall, and he is not happy. Imwall is about ready to jump out of his shoes. He is so angry. And the Penguins are all crowded around Coach Goodwin, who's got the dry erase board out.
So there is hope here at Conlon Center tonight for a Penguin victory.
Absolutely, is there hope? 8-4. Now, let's not get ahead of ourselves, but you're absolutely right. There is hope. Roger Goodwin in his sixth season. And I've watched just about every home game of all six of those seasons, including one season before he was here. And this is about as good a Penguin team as I remember seeing since that 2000 team that won the division. They won the entire conference. They went undefeated in regular play and then undefeated through the playoffs, that 2000 team. Right now, the Penguins 5-1. Boy, if they could get past the Oaks, this would be massive. Now they're served by the Penguins. And now a kill by Poole has been put up there. Dealey somehow got a hand up there. And Poole with another killer, 8-5. That Poole was tough in game 2. The game never to be mentioned again. Larissa Parker now to serve for the Oaks. Off to our right. Now the bump by Pecora. Now over to Zoe. Zoe got up a little bit. I'd like to see her get higher. Now the Oaks on defense.
Oh, nice.
This one hits the line after Zoe puts up a defensive stop, 9-5.
Pecora serving now. Hopefully she'll get it over the net.
Yes, hopefully at this point in the night. You'd want Pecora, who's so good in the clutch. And Pecora just lays down a laser beam.
Ooh,
and Ganglers throws the hands over, and they get it off. Poole now with the bump. Now Zoe sets it up. Uh-oh. And two of the Penguins went after it at the same time. And now a whistle has been blown, and the Penguins with a point.
What happened?
One of the back row play.
Oh.
Two hands, and the block was too low. 10-5.
All right, you called it, Stuart.
Well, man, they weren't putting it up on the scoring table, and as GPS mentioned,
you saved the day.
In game 4, there was a little error. And now we're back underway as Pecora with the bump. And now Bridget puts it in the back corner. Gangler with a killer 9. 11-5. I'm going backwards, not 9-5. It's 11-5, GPS.
All right, yeah.
Okay, here's Gabby now. Penguins have a lot of work to do. Game to 15. We're in the decisive game 5. Oh, man, and Pecora sticks it in the net. I got to have a word with the Penguins after this one with all these service errors. 11-6.
Seriously.
Here's a Hayata serve. She does so nicely. Here's Bridget.
Ooh.
Uh-oh. And Bridget ran into a wall. I think Poole threw up the arms there. 11-7. The Oaks are by no means out of this one. Here's the next serve by Haya. Goodwin's up on his feet. Into the middle row now. It's bumped up by Grand. They set it back over to Grand. Back up Dealey now. Now Poole into the back corner and is touched by the Penguins. Ooh, they gave the point to the Penguins.
All right.
That was tipped. It was tipped. And now the Penguins get the point, and Poole can't believe it. Poole with their palms to the ceiling. Nobody's going to call it. I thought for sure it was tipped by Bagala.
12-7.
GPS isn't going to say anything either. 12-7. We're just bystanders at this point. 12-7. The Penguins got a gift there. Now Gangler with a save. Now they're going to set it up to Grand. Dinks it over.
Right. Grand puts it away. 13-7. The Penguins are 2 points away from beating the Oaks, who have won the conference championship 3 years in a row.
They've been the pride of the Cal Pack 3 years in a row,
yeah.
And the Penguins are 2 points away. Let's see what they can do. Now Gangler. Now the Penguins with the back set to Zoe comes up.
Right.
Oh, and it's match point!
That's so good.
14-7 as Gangler gets it up there to Zoe with the killer. Zoe banks it off the front row.
Right.
Max point.
Go, Gangler.
Here's Gangler. She gets it over perfectly into the back row. Now it's set up.
Now Poole with the bump. Now the Oaks have it. They get it back there to Flair. Here goes Garcia.
Game over. The Penguins have beat the Oaks.
That was so good.
The Penguins have beat the Oaks in 5 games. Nobody thought they could do it, and the Penguins are now in first place in the Cal Pack. The Penguins in 5 games, 15-7 in the decisive game 5, and the Penguins do it, and you heard it live right here on radio.dominican.edu. Boy, GPS, you are good luck 2 nights in a row.
That was a good game. I'm impressed.
Yeah, that was a great game. Five-game
match tonight, fans, and the Penguins. And the fun and frivolity continue as the Penguins are dancing the way they've been dancing before and after every single game.
They're having so much fun, man.
They are having so much fun, and Mighty DU's the most fun of any team I've ever seen in Dominican athletics.
Seriously.
They dance, and they're crazy, and they're upbeat. Before and after every single game. And tonight, it served them well as the crowd is pouring out of the Conlin Center now. We want to give props to some of the Oaks players who played beautifully tonight. Mia Ortiz had a great serving night. Sarah Poole, excellent work there in games 2 and 4. Larissa Parker, some good minutes. Shalea Ald, the freshman. Christy Hewitt, the libero player. Superb performance tonight by Hewitt. Chelsea Flair, a good night serving, the six-footer. Poma Ibarra, good work tonight. Katie Darnielle in the first game. Amanda Sutter.
Wow.
With some good work tonight. Sutter, Krista Haya, and Deborah Beckowies. Boy, Beckowies was a thorn in the side of the DUs tonight. But the Penguins did it, 15-7 in game 5. For the Penguins, some great work tonight. Under head coach Roger Goodwin, Darcell Sanders, who put away the match point. She killed it. Bridget Gangler, superb night. Gangler, one of the team leaders, the senior. Christy Roberts in there for a couple points in games 2 and 3.
Yeah, she had good serves there for that.
Yeah, you're right. In game 2.
Game two,
Roberts was the only bright spot. Allie Pence with some great work tonight. One of the most underrated players in the Cal Pack, Amanda Dealey. The libero player worked tonight. She worked and she worked and then she worked some more. She did great work tonight, the team captain, Dealey. Bagala, what can you say? The lefty, Bagala at 6'1". She's listed at 6'1". GPS. Abago was just astounding tonight as usual. And man, when she jumps up and gets some points, Bagla is real tough to beat. Laurel Grant, another superb night. Brooke Swingle, great setting tonight. The freshman, we got 4 years of Swingle, and I'm looking forward to that. Amanda Wagner, another near flawless performance tonight for Wagner. Gabby Pecora, what can I say? The team leader, the sophomore Pecora, has the best hops on the team and the strongest arm. And Jacqueline Woodall, who got in there for a bunch of good points tonight. Woodall, 15-7, the end of game five. The Penguins have overtaken the Oaks in first place for the outright lead. The Penguins now 6-1, and that puts the Oaks at 5-2 in conference play.
So congratulations, Penguins.
Yeah, some great work there by the Penguins. GPS, some great work on your part, too.
Thank you.
Big shout-out to Brandon Davis. He is in the house, and we're hitting him up tonight.
I'll need those pictures.
As usual. All right, folks, so for GPS, for our academic advisor, Melba Beals, for our IT stud out there, that's the great John Baker. For our athletics director at the radio station, that's Jay Well and the rest of the broadcast team and DJs at radio.dominican.edu. Bidding you a fond farewell for now. We're back on the air 2 weeks from last night as the Penguins will meet the Redhawks from Simpson University. That's a 6:55 pregame, a 7 o'clock side out. As the Penguins now take to the skies, they go play a couple of non-conference games in Hawaii, which sounds pretty good.
Having fun in the sun.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. A great night. The Penguins in five over Menlo. They said it couldn't be done. They said the Penguins didn't have enough experience. They had good players, not the right amount of experience, though. And they took down the Oaks here at the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California. What a pleasure to call these games under head coach Roger Goodwin. Oh, man, what a great night. The fun and frivolity continue as the fans are all now crowded around the foyer waiting for the Lady Penguins to come out of the locker room after their post-game talk with the coaches.
They'll be partying tonight.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you beat the Oaks, it's a massive accomplishment. The Oaks are the pride of the Cal Pack. And maybe the Penguins at the end of the season. Could this be the season, the first time since 2000? The first time in Roger Goodwin's tenure? We'll find out, folks. Tune in again 2 weeks from last night. Penguins and the Redhawks when Cal Pack Conference Volleyball continues. And you'll hear it right here on radio.dominican.edu. Have a good night, everyone.